Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dale Sviump. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Moore and he is out, Sviump applying the tag. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Sviump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Knowles. Gantner moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Butler moves to third. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler scores. Carter moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians too. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Manning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner bunts in front of the plate. Allenson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Allenson. Manning scores. Sviem moves to third. Gantner moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sviem tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Snyder picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Dave Clark. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deer for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Carter moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Butcher now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7. And Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.